Good evening, Vancouverites. It is Friday, February the 26th, 2020, and it is about 11:20 at night. And I want to talk about the coronavirus, which is now really spreading. So, further to the podcast I did there yesterday, where YVR is not screening, I have a funny suspicion. Now that the airport here in Vancouver will be screening people, because it is exponentially expanding. But what caught my eye today was the link between the coronavirus and climate change, and how these weather patterns could be furthering disease such as and strange viruses such as the coronavirus. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to attempt to read an article that I actually have read here on the New York Times, and it just says the coronavirus and carbon emissions. And it's an interesting article because this is what it says. In the past month, the world has seen a remarkably large drop in emissions of carbon dioxide, the main driver of global warming. The reason isn't something to celebrate, though. The coronavirus outbreak in China, which has sickened at least 77,000 people, has shut down factories, refineries, and flights across the country as officials order people to stay home. As a result, China's carbon dioxide emissions over the past 3 weeks have been about 25% lower than during the same period last year, according to calculations by this analyst. China is such a huge industrial polluter that even a temporary dip like this is significant. The three-week decline in roughly equal to the amount of carbon dioxide that the state of New York puts out in a full year, about 150 million metric tons, it is estimated. The numbers offering a sobering reminder, okay, now this is the numbers offering a sobering reminder how deeply the modern economy still depends on fossil fuels. Whenever industrial activity declines, whether because of a recession or a major disease outbreak, climate pollution tends to plummet too. You can see the drop in China's coal consumption in the chart above. There was a little chart here. Every year, the nation's coal use falls during the week-long holiday around Lunar New Year, which occurred on January the 25th. Coal-burning emissions then typically rise again once people return to work and factories spring back to life. But this year, coal use has yet to rebound. In late January, the Chinese authorities extended the New Year's holiday and restricted travel to the public gatherings in an attempt to stop the coronavirus. The effects have rippled through virtually all sectors of the Chinese economy. Construction activity has slowed, which has meant reduced demand for steel and other materials. Oil refineries are producing less fuel than usual as cargo trucks sit idle. And ironically, the coronavirus is declining at the same time. Coincidence or not? Activity in key industrial sectors has declined by 15% to 40% over the last 3 weeks. So again, it's attributing a sudden decline in China, the coronavirus, in conjunction with fossil fuel emissions and pollution in general. So this is an interesting article. It is on the New York Times. Go ahead and Google coronavirus and climate change and you will see the article and it will quickly pop up. So anyways, there's a lot more to read here, but it's an interesting analysis when it comes to what we're doing to the planet and how epidemics or pandemics can occur and maybe become more frequent. Hopefully not. Hopefully this is just a little bit of guesswork. But anyways, that's my podcast for the night of February the 26th, and I hope you all have a good night, Vancouverites. So this is episode 12 of season 1. Good night, everyone.